My name is Beth Odle.
And I am Carol Kaplan. We're located in the National Public Library Special Collections. Part of our feeling in Special Collections, mine especially, was that we were there to do history for people who were not generals and were not, you know, first ladies, but real people.
Right.
One of the best things I ever did, and it was my favorite story, and it's been years and years, but I've never forgotten it, was this woman who came in. She was maybe 40 years old. And she had lived here as a child with her father and mother and her older brother. And something had happened in their family. Her mother had died. Her father couldn't keep the children together, and they were put in separate homes, and then they were adopted out, and she'd never seen her brother since. But she remembered her brother. She knew she had traced him, and she'd found out he was dead now. But she really came in just to see if we would possibly have anything about her family or her brother. Could we trace anything?
Right.
And it turned out we could find where she lived. Well, in those days, you went to school in your district. So I've lived here long enough to figure out where her brother probably went to school.
Right.
We had some annuals. Looked through the annuals. Nothing there. I was so disappointed. And I remembered, and it's just like serendipity, somebody had given us a box of annuals, and it was still downstairs because we hadn't processed it. It's just come in. And I went downstairs. Open the box. First one was the right one. Open the page. There was the kid.
Wow.
He had played baseball and he had done something else. And so there were several pictures. Took him upstairs. I cried to this day about it. She cried.
Right.
Everybody in the room was crying.
Right.
She had never had a picture of her brother. And now we had all these pictures of her.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I thought that was the most important thing that we did, was to help people like that.
One experience that I have that's very similar to that, I take care of the photograph archives for the most part. We have this wonderful collection of photographs from the Civil Rights Movement in Nashville from the 1960s and beyond. And a couple of years ago, it was the anniversary of school deseg, 1957. And this lady came in, and she was wondering if we had any pictures, you know, what kind of things we had. And there have been a lot of the pictures been publicized, but not all of them have been publicized. And so she told me which school her brother had attended. And so I went and I found this picture of her brother with a hand in each parent's hand walking toward the school with all of these people yelling and screaming at them for the first day of integrated school in Nashville. And I brought it out and I showed it to this lady and she goes, "Oh, that's the back of my father's head. You know, I recognize him. That's my brother." It was really so emotional. I gave her a paper copy of it, and it was so emotional that she left. I mean, a lot of times when people find themselves in the history that you present them, it's very moving.
I think about the African-American lady, elderly lady, who came in one Saturday and said to me, "My children won't believe me. I know my family were not slaves. Can you help me?" Just like that.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And so we went and looked, and sure enough, she was right. They were in the census in 1850, and they were in the census in 1860, and they were not slaves.
Wow.
And so she said, "Are you going to be here tomorrow?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I'll be here too." And she comes in the next day, and she has got her entire family. There must be 50 of these people, little kids, adults, everybody. She says to me, points at me, and she says, "Now you show them what you showed me." And I showed him what I showed her. And she said, "Now you see, now the next time I tell you something, you will believe me." And it was just so fun. And I had so many people like that, especially older people who would have a story about their family. And, you know, like, "Well, I'm related to Jesse James or something." And they would come in and say no or yes, and we could prove it or not. And especially if you could prove it, they were just like, "See, I told you so." And I think that knowing the people that we met and the fun some of those were, I think that was the most fun of this whole thing, was helping those people find what they wanted to.
And it's so great when you find the information, or you find it's like getting a prize or something.
I know. You feel like nobody else could have done that but me. Sometimes that's true.
Right.